This episode of Chris Brown's True Stewardship is brought to you by Churchill Mortgage. They'll take your personal situation and find the best mortgage option for you. Call Churchill Mortgage today, 855-LOAN-200, or go to churchillmortgage.com.
Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings, God's way, for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, happy Tuesday, everyone. This is Chris Brown, your host of Chris Brown's True Stewardship. We are taking your calls today at 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. You call in and we'll chat about whatever is going on in your life through the eyes of stewardship. If you want to email in, you can do that as well at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Want to encourage all of you to engage with this show on social media. Chris Brown On Air is the handle on Facebook, Instagram, and on Twitter. Hey, make today the day that you sign up for the Making Futures Bright $100,000 giveaway. That's right. If you listen to this show every day, you've heard by now, we're giving away $100,000 in cash and prizes. And I want you to get in on it. You can find out more later in the show and at stewardship.com. And of course, while you're there at stewardship.com, make sure you check out the gift ideas right there. There's great resources, life-changing resources right there. So make sure you check it out. Well, I said 866-357-3283. That's a great number for you to call in. So 866-357-3283. And Gilbert, no, this is Laura. She's calling in from Gilbert, Arizona. Laura, how are you?
Good, Chris. How are you?
Are you wanting to go by Laura and not Gilbert today?
Yes, that would work.
There you go. How can we help you?
Well, my husband and I have been married for a couple of years. We are big fans of Dave and you and the whole team, and we're working through the baby steps. We are currently on baby step 3B and looking towards 4 and 6 in April when we start on those. We're excited.
Okay.
And we are looking to start our family in the next few months, hoping to have get pregnant and have a kid in the next year or so.
Good.
And it's always been my desire to stay at home when we have kids. And I told my husband this from like our second date, just so you know, I'm not going to work when we have kids. So that's a huge deal to me. And that would result in more than half of our income being lost by me staying at home when we do have kids. And there's no doubt that the Lord's going to provide every need, but we would love to continue working the baby steps. So I'm just asking, you know, what advice do you have to be able to continue with the baby steps when that does happen?
Yeah, no, of course. So you guys are on the same page with this move of you staying at home. Is he cool with it?
Yeah, he does want that. He just, you know, he'll talk about, oh, I can't wait till our house is paid off. Oh, I can't wait till we meet these goals.
Yeah.
So that's a huge deal to him too, but he does realize, you know, that it's important for me and it is important for him too. So we are on the same page. We both want everything.
Yeah. Well, you know, when it comes to the baby steps, I don't know if I've had this conversation on this broadcast in a while, maybe ever. We teach to attack your consumer debt with a vengeance. And that's not us teaching that. The Bible says to free yourself like a gazelle from the hand of the hunter. That's straight out of the Bible. But what I hear from you, and it might be just the way you explained it, I don't want, as folks listening in, you know, there's lots of people listening in that are in baby step 3, 4, 5, and I don't want you to feel this anxiousness that you've got to get through these baby steps to finally arrive to this place, this bullseye place where I just don't want, you know, debt enslaves us, but I don't want a baby step system to enslave you where there's a difference between ambition and a lack of contentment. And I wouldn't want you to be so driven to the point where you're not smelling the roses on the journey. And so I don't know if that's you. There's probably seasons for all of us where we get a little bit so ambitious that it kind of sucks the nutrients out of the present, you know. And then there's other folks that are so, you know, YOLO, you know, you only live once. And there's a balance. And so I would just tell you, you're going through the baby steps, and it's going to take some time. There's a reason why everybody's not in baby step 7, and the reason why is because if it was easy, everybody would do it. So here's your answer. The plan is exactly the same. You're not exchanging progress, but pace. Okay, you're not exchanging progress. You're just, the pace is going to be different, and you're going to have to exchange some other luxuries. So when you go from 2 incomes to 1, it's not do we continue to progress or not. It's just our pace is going to look different, and there's going to be some things that we experience right now with 2 incomes that we're not going to be able to experience with 1 income if we want to continue to progress.
Right.
So I don't know what those things are for you, but my guess is in the average American budget, there are some things that we have started to look at as needs when really they're wants. And I know this is the same thing true with me personally. There's some things that I look at our budget every month, and I'm like, when did these become needs? Like, I remember when we were married and we were making, you know, a lot less money, and we were completely fine without these things, and now we can't live without it. You know,
right.
And so that's probably what it's going to be when you make that transition. It's just going to be some of those luxuries. I will say this, though, Laura, look for other sources of income while you're at stay-at-home mom. I don't think staying at home means absolutely no income. I think right. You can get creative with 10 hours a week, or maybe it's 8 hours a week while the kids are down or whatever. And I think you're going to like that. I think you're going to like a little bit of feeling like you're producing in that way. I know my wife is, when in seasons where she's been a stay-at-home mom, she has voiced to me that she feels different when she goes to spend money. When she was making money, when she goes spend it on maybe herself or something like that, that we agreed upon in advance, she felt more worthy and more responsible and more bought into that purchase where she earned it, rather than the times when she's not working. She feels like it's self-imposed. It's not for me. And she's like, I just feel that way. And I'm like, well, don't feel that way. I'm like, we agreed on a budget and it's fine. We made this decision that you'd stay at home. So I wouldn't want you to feel that way. And so for her, she makes a little bit of money out of the home, and it kind of takes care of that. So just an idea. And I also think what helps her, because my wife is staying at home right now, and what helps her is that she takes a lot of pride in money that she saves our family. And she is saving tremendous amount, like just the going through all the different health coverages where we would have just picked one in the past. And then now you take a bunch of time and you pick a better one, and you're saving the family $250 a month. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times we don't count that. But there's a lot of money that's a good stay-at-home mom, you know, not or stay-at-home dad. They don't necessarily take advantage of those opportunities, but you definitely can. And I just pray in that you'll see those eyes of opportunity. You'll have those eyes of opportunity for that. So, but anyway, it's just, you're not exchanging, progress for no progress. It's just a change of pace. That's all.
That makes sense. Yeah. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
You're on Dave Ramsey's plan. You're out of debt, looking to buy a home, but you've been told your entire life you need a credit score. Well, I don't want fear or misinformation to dictate your decisions. Churchill Mortgage is used to working with people just like you. They'll take your personal situation and find the best mortgage option for you. Call Churchill Mortgage today, 855-LOAN-200, or go to churchillmortgage.com/Chris Brown.
This is a paid advertisement. NMLS ID 1591. Equal housing lender, 761 Old Hickory Boulevard, Brentwood, Tennessee, 37027.
All right, you're listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. We're taking your calls at 866-357-3283. And I am your host, Chris Brown. Next up from Lafayette, Louisiana, this is Suzanne. Suzanne, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm better every day. How can we help you?
Well, I just need a little bit of advice to our financial situation. It's a little bit of a slump.
Okay.
We're paying on our house. We're paying on a vehicle. We have a son in private school, and I know I should probably pull him out.
You already know where I'm going.
Yeah, but I want to try to avoid that as much as possible.
All right, we can look at other places.
Without getting a second job, I should say.
Okay. How much debt do you have?
As of right now, with the house, like everything.
Let's do non-mortgage debt.
Probably about $30,000.
Okay. Is any of that in a car?
Part of it is a car. Yeah, half is a car.
Okay. What's your income?
Roughly, mine is about 28.
Okay. Is that the total household income?
Mm-mm, my husband's is about 51.
Okay. And do you guys do your finances together?
Yes.
Okay, good. And your tell me a little bit about your budgeting process. What does that look like?
Oh, that's all messed up.
There's the problem. It didn't take long. I was only four questions in. That's it. Hey, listen, Suzanne, do you want a raise? I'm going to give you a raise today.
I would love to have a raise.
I'm going to give you a fat raise. You ready?
Sure.
When you do your budget.
Okay.
When you do your budget, you're going to find money you didn't know you had. You're going to realize where it's going here and where it's going there. What you're going to do is you're going to stitch up those holes in your pocket because there's got dollar bills and $10 bills and $100 bills sliding out of your pocket. So here's what you need to do. First and foremost, go to everydollar.com. It's a free budgeting tool and just plug in. It's very user friendly and just a very basic budget. Since you're new to the system, just put in your income where all the dollars that are coming to your hands each and every month. And before the next month begins, you want to put everything in there and where you want it to go, where it makes sense with your vision, your goals, and the things that you want. Like, for instance, you saying that you want to keep the private school. Well, that means that the family food budget needs to go from 700 down to 500 or 900 down to 7. It's a little bit less meat and it's a little bit more rice and beans. My family and I had dinner last night and we had rice and beans and I was sitting on the couch with my wife and she goes, Chris, this whole entire meal, because I was like, this is delicious. And it literally was rice and beans. I'm not kidding. And she goes, this whole meal for a family of five costs $2. It's less than 50 cents a bowl. And it was delicious. And it's just going to take some decisions like that. But you're not going to be able to get there until you actually have a budgeting process. So the biggest questions I'd ask when you do the budgeting process, how much are you paying on house? And if it's more than 25% of your income take home, you probably need to think about downsizing a home or moving to another location or some kind of move. If you ask yourself how much food do you have and how big is your family,
there's only three of us in the household.
Okay, so you got to ask yourself, this is way too much in food. A lot of people, just the same amount of people that I coach that have their house poor, the same amount of people are food poor. I mean, the food thing is nuts. So if you're having a tough time financially, which is what you called about, and you've been out to restaurants, you need to stop that. The restaurants are absolutely milking you of your peace of mind. So
we don't even eat out.
Good, good. You're awesome. I would also look at your recreation. Try to do some recreation that's free. My wife and I play racquetball. We pay $250 a year for a gym membership, $250 a year that Dave Ramsey, my employer, he reimburses us for it. So it's free. And we play racquetball and we work out. We go to those little aerobics classes. Don't tell anybody, but I go to those aerobics classes. But we just find ways to do something free. And because we've got goals that are, and then occasionally we'll budget for a vacation. But your key to all this, what you're saying, is the budgeting process. And the second thing I challenge you to do is to find a way to out of that car payment, because that's killing you. And when you think about your debt, and I were to ask you the question, hey, how does debt make you feel? And if you're like, oh, I just don't like it, which is the typical response I get. Oh, I just wish I didn't have it. And it's kind of like this flippant answer. That's the problem. You need to get mad at debt. It is robbing you of your future. You need to attack it. Proverbs 6:5 says to free yourself like a gazelle from the hand of the hunter. So when you get mad at it and you attack it, that's when it goes away. And then you just freed up $600 a month, $700 a month, and that you were paying towards debt payments that now goes towards breathing room and saving and investing and recreation and living and enjoying it, which are all scriptural. So that's really it. That debt's just robbing you of your joy, and you got a budget to attack it. And the minimum payments ain't going to do it. So you got to do a budget plan to make triple payments on the smallest one first. Get the smallest one out of there, then go to the next one, then go to the next one, and then think about dumping that car as well. All right?
Gotcha.
All right, Suzanne, we appreciate the call.
Thank you, Chris.
All right, bye-bye. All right, folks, let me ask you a question. Think back to all those gifts you've been given. Remember them all? Every single one of them? Probably not. Now, how many of those gifts actually change the trajectory of your life? Right? Very few. Or what about this? How many times have you given a gift that has totally changed someone's life? Those gifts, those experiences, those very few times where you received one of those or you gave one of those are the gifts that make futures hopeful and bright. That's why here at Ramsey Solutions, we're kicking off our Making Futures Bright $100,000 giveaway. Yes, we are giving away some cash and prize cash, but we're also giving away prizes and life-changing resources this week leading up to Christmas. This week and all the weeks leading up to Christmas, let me clarify. We'll be drawing a winner every single week. All you have to do is go to stewardship.com to enter. You can enter once a day, every single day, for your chance to win. And for the people that you care about, don't forget, here in the holiday season, don't forget to check out the special sales and deals that we have on some of our life-changing resources and gifts. So make sure you head over to stewardship.com, check out the deals leading up to Christmas, and enter our Making Futures Bright $100,000 giveaway every day for your chance to win.
You're listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Remember, we want to hear your questions and your success stories. Every story, from your smallest milestone to your biggest victory. Email Chris at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Or call 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. And now back to your host, Chris Brown.
Next up from Arizona, this is Dan. Dan, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm better every day. How can we help you?
So my question is basically this. I got a divorce a few years ago. Had two BMWs. My ex didn't want to keep one of them. I owed a little bit of money on each one, so I wound up trading in both. And got another car. Ultimately, that was a $1,300 a month payment, and they reduced it to about $1,000, but I was still basically robbing Peter to pay Paul, because I, sorry, I'm riding back home from dropping my kids off.
Okay.
I'm a little breathless. Anyway, so I wound up doing a, basically I turned the car in back to the BMW dealership, so now I owe $44,000. After everything's said and done with all the upside down payments and everything else. So I'm just trying to figure out what is the best way to attack this. And they would take an offer as well. So I don't even know where to begin with an offer.
So they're offering you a settlement?
Yes, but I haven't given them any kind of money that I could give them.
Okay.
But they just gave me that as an option.
Yeah. Which one gets you out of the debt the fastest?
Well, problem is if I offer them something, then they're going to have to look at it, and they could either accept or deny it.
Mm-hmm.
And we just start all over again.
What's your best case scenario? What are you thinking could happen, the best case?
Well,
what are you hoping for?
Well, I'm hoping if I could offer them a certain amount of just cash straight up that I could pay, they'll take it. And then basically write off the rest or whatever they do with it, and then just be done with it. I mean, I'm 51 years old, so if I tried to get on some sort of payment plan, I'm paying probably into my, 70s or something.
What's your income?
I gross 110 a year, but after taxes, and I have max taxes and stuff taken out, I'm probably maybe about 90, 95 or so is what I'll net. But a lot of that goes to my insurance. A lot of it goes to my retirement, public safety retirement. I'm a firefighter. So a lot of that cost up front goes to that. Plus I pay for all my kids, daycare and all those other things. So at the end of the day, I don't have as much as you would think.
Yeah. What are you driving now?
a government four-wheel drive truck from California. It was an old fishing game truck. $9,000 vehicle. So
For me, it's doing whatever's possible to get out of this as soon as possible. I mean, if they tell you the settlement is 40-something?
I rounded it up, so it's like 43 and some change, but basically if you round it up, it's 44,000.
Is this your only debt?
No, I have a tax debt that I'm paying on. That's why I have all the max taxes taken out. I have two jobs, so that's why my income's higher. So for a few years, not enough taxes was being taken out, especially when I was married, and so I'm paying that back.
Gotcha. How much is that?
It was in the $20,000 range, so they haven't reset it yet. So I imagine it's probably maybe down to 17 or so, somewhere in that neighborhood. But everything else, I'm good. I mean, I have two credit cards, but they're not maxed out. I don't use them that much at all. And most everything else I pay is in cash.
What's the minimum payment on this BMW debacle?
We haven't even gotten that far.
Okay, here's what I would do. Here's the order that I would pay off your debts. I would have the IRS, the tax thing first, regardless of size. The rest of them you're putting smallest to biggest. So that smallest credit card, that next smallest credit card, put them in order. You want to pay off the IRS thing first. You don't even want to get to the BMW payment.
Okay.
I know it sounds horrible, but it's really your last concern. So you want to take care of the IRS first. By far, you got to get that done. That's they don't play no games.
I know they don't.
That's my double negative for you today. But they don't play any games. And then you want to do the smallest credit card, the next biggest credit card, and then you get to this $43,000 on the BMW. Mm-hmm. And until then, you're just making small enough payments. You're making the smallest payments that they'll accept. So minimum payments on everything else. So attack the IRS debt first, and then work your way up. I'd close the credit cards and cut them up. Obviously, you keep making the payments, but you can't keep going further into debt. You can't keep living this way. So you got to shave everything, but like you said, the child care cost, then everything else. Like, you're making a good decision driving that governmental truck. I mean, you got to get out of this. It's going to take some big changes. But the biggest thing you can learn from this is, you know, what do you think was behind those decisions of the Beamers and that kind of stuff? It's not a condemning thing that I'm doing. I just want you to know so you can grow. And so we all can grow in this, because we've all been in this seat before where we've bought some material things that we couldn't afford. And the thing that it comes down to is being centered in Christ, not culture. We get sucked into being centered in culture, and we need to be centered in Christ. What really matters? Mm-hmm. And a lot of times we'll buy cars and buy houses and buy other things and toys that are really, I mean, we love the smell of them and they're awesome, but if we think about it, and we all do it, this is not just a rip on Dan day. We do it to impress people that we don't even know and we don't really care about, you know? So a lot of times we buy things that we shouldn't. It's okay to own stuff, but not okay for stuff to own us. And we got to choose gratitude over contentment.
Right, right.
Dan, let me give you, I'm going to invest in you and give you a book called The Total Money Makeover. And it'll explain what I just said, because there's probably still a little bit of confusion on what you pay first on your debts. And this book will explain it, like, word for word, page for page, of what you need to do with these debts and get you on your journey to being debt-free, okay?
Okay.
All right, you stay on the line, and you're going to get a free copy of The Total Money Makeover by Dave Ramsey. Well, folks, it has been a pleasure today. I know some calls are a little bit more lighthearted, and some are heavy, and that's the reality of what life is like. Dan's going through a tough time, and looks like he's a winner. And he's doing all the right things, and he's trying to get out of it, and we're cheering him on, of course. And I have no doubts. I've had calls just like that 6 months ago, 9 months ago, 12 months ago, and people call back each and every day, or they'll tweet me and say, I'm completely out of debt, $95,000 in debt paid off, and it's pretty cool to see. So when you hear stories like Dan, and Dan, I know you're still listening, be encouraged. People are paying off lots and lots of debt every day, and it just takes attacking them. You got to get after it. And God gives us the strength that we need to do that. Folks, don't forget to enter our Making Futures Bright $100,000 giveaway for your chance to win cash and prizes. We'll be drawing a winner each and every week. All you have to do is go to stewardship.com to enter. You can enter once a day, every day, for your chance to win. God, we come to you right now, and we ask for you to be with folks like Dan and all of us who are on our financial journey. We want to make sure, God, that we honor you in all that we do. God, we recognize that you're the Almighty God and that you love us and you trust us enough to manage this life, and you've given us dominion, and God, we're honored. And I pray, God, that even though we've made some not so brilliant decisions in the past, maybe even yesterday, God, we know that your grace is sufficient and that you're not surprised when we make mistakes. But God, when we think about our most powerful relationships with you and with others, they're powerful because a bond was built, typically through mistakes. So God, I pray that you'd leverage these mistakes that we've made with our finances and with our relationships to grow closer to you. So God, we love you, and we ask for your guidance. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless y'all.